Robert Cox calling from Benson, New York. In the early 50s, when I was somewhere in the first decade of my life, I was fortunate enough to be exposed to the live broadcasts of the McCarthy hearings. I recall the comments from a brave senator that said, Mr. McCarthy, have you no shame? Have you no shame? And I'm wondering often why a Republican does not have the same courage to say those words in regards to the Trump candidacy.
My name is Terry from Goshen, Massachusetts. I'm Native American. I just listened to a segment on Columbus, which is extremely offensive. Why not present an alternative view as well? Why not get one of the members of the Wampanoag, the Pequot, to speak from their side of it? Columbus did not bring us anything. He brought a lot of horrible things to this country. So many of the things that he said about the animals and the produce that he brought here were invasive species that killed out natural things. On a day like today, we would not dream of having someone from the neo-Nazi party talk about the Holocaust and what it meant to them. I understand it's about Italian heritage and pride, but this is not something to be proud of.
Hi, my name is Joseph Lyman, and I'm from Athol, Mass. And I just heard the commentary about the personalities with Hillary and so forth. And I just had to say, he was absolutely misguided in nearly everything he had to say while making his points. He was completely off the mark when he said that the personality of our leaders doesn't matter. The personality of our leaders matters greatly. What it doesn't do is tell you that someone with a good personality will make a good leader. He's right about that. For instance, I suspect President Obama has a wonderful personality and is a horrible leader. It never once entered his consideration that that could be the case.
My name is Ottavio Lopiccolo. I am living in Schenectady. I just wanted to briefly say that I'm really disappointed at the media avoidance of the third-party candidates. I think it's not fair for the American people to just talk about the major parties when there are two other third-party candidates that are really valuable for this election.
Lee Ann Morgan. I live in Athens, New York, but I was listening to the roundtable this morning, Friday morning, October 14th, and Alan made a comment that he never liked the Honeymooners. I was a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show in the early 60s, and he was one of the most generous, kindest, tenderest soul, amidst all of that weight that Alan doesn't like. And I always refer to Jackie as a gentle giant.